Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For more than a decade, VirusTotal has been around to, give antivirus vendors a way to sort of, compare notes and improve the entire industry. So it's a place that an end user can go and check how a particular file or URL is, whether it's malicious or not. It checks a number of different vendors, and VirusTotal used to be, an independent company. Now it's owned by Google, but a number of vendors participate in this, and it's kind of an information sharing thing where you can submit a file, and then it's checked with a number of different vendors, and it will say whether it thinks it's malicious or not. And if you're doing research on a particular piece of malware, it's kind of a good barometer to figure out exactly if a file is malicious or if there's a good chance it's malicious. And nothing's going to be 100%. But, there's some important caveats on this. First of all, it itself is not meant to be a replacement for antivirus. And in fact, if you look in their FAQ, it actually, it pretty much tells you that. So, this is a second opinion. It's not not meant to replace any of that stuff. And it's also, and there are, there are certain vendors that contribute to it, and in terms of making their stuff available and paying the, I guess there's a fee you can pay to use the API for some of the stuff. And again, it gives you a second opinion. And if you're a particular, part of VirusTotal and your particular stuff doesn't detect it, well, you'll actually get that particular sample of malware. And then you can, especially if other vendors detect it, then you can get it and see, okay, well, why didn't we detect it? So the whole point of VirusTotal is to improve the detection rates for all the vendors that participate, or really for the entire industry. And as I say, there's a lot of vendors that participate in it, and share information back and forth. Checkpoint, as far as I can tell, is not one of them, definitely a lot of other big names in the industry do. Now, there was a hullabaloo not too long ago, and it turns out that a number of people were paying the fees to use the VirusTotal stuff, and we're actually integrating support for this into their commercial products that were made available, that were sold. And VirusTotal's general thing was, hey, look, if you're going to do that, then you really should be contributing back and forth, right? You should be exposing your particular engine and having it available so that people can do the comparison, right? And see, how come you're detecting something we're not? Now it's also not meant to really be a comparison tool, right? It's more for end users. It's a useful tool just to kind of see if something's malicious. It's not really designed to detect, as I say, it's not designed to say, okay, well, this particular tool is better than another, right? And there's stuff in the FAQ that says that, but apparently people were, paying to use the API, but weren't contributing their antivirus engines. And the VirusTotal people finally said enough's enough. And now there's certain vendors that have apparently been blocked from using the API that were paying for it. And now in order to use the service any further, anybody else who wants to use the service in a commercial product has to actually contribute their antivirus engine to the to VirusTotal. So that everybody can do the comparisons, I guess, or they can see whose is better. And some of the vendors that were submitted to this, or that apparently were involved in, there's some comments in an article that suggests what a few of those vendors were. VirusTotal didn't say anything, and I'm not sure this guy that wrote the article and then there were some comments in his blog. He wasn't able to. He did say some of the vendors that you may want to be suspicious of, and these are vendors that are quote unquote next generation and think they're doing awesome stuff, and it turns out that when their awesome stuff fails, they use VirusTotal to supplement, and honestly, that's VirusTotal has been very clear. That's not what this is for, right? And that's not what this, you know, the service is not really meant to supplement. You have to have proper, proper detection engines, and you should be using a proper detection engine. This is just to give you a second opinion. And these vendors apparently weren't playing nice. So, my guess is a few of those products may all of a sudden have a less efficacy as a result. Now, whether those products will ultimately pay out, or do what they need to do to be part of VirusTotal, or that, or they'll write their own engines, or whatever it is they got to do, I can't say, right? I mean, but it is you got to be, I guess you got to be careful out there, right? And this isn't VirusTotal is a great tool. I know that occasionally when I'm playing with malware, which isn't very often, but when I do, use VirusTotal just to kind of get a sense for what how malicious it might be, because if everything thinks it's a virus, then I probably shouldn't run it. Certainly researchers do it. And when you're writing, I guess if you're also writing signatures and stuff, that use it to kind of see what other people think about it, because it's impossible to see everything that comes through. But certainly it's a useful tool. But these companies, there's a few companies that were apparently not using it to the spirit of the law. So watch out. And if you're relying on VirusTotal to be your detection engine, you're probably doing it wrong. That's just that's what VirusTotal says, and that's actually what I say. I mean, there's a lot of you still have to know why something's malicious. It's not just enough to say that something's malicious. You have to have some context and some stuff, and VirusTotal kind of strips a lot of that out. It just kind of gives you the yay or nay, but you really kind of need to know why, I think, in order to make an informed decision and be able to actually do something about it. And this is it's one of those cases where it's not just enough just to have threat intelligence. You need that's not just the yes or no, but you need the context. And that's you kind of miss that with VirusTotal unless you're a full participant and you'll get the actual samples, but in that case. But that's these vendors need to up their game. Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.